Well, greetings and welcome, everybody, to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we'd like to know, what's in your mind today? What's going on? Want to talk about it? Well, you're at the right place because we want to hear from you. The phone lines are open at 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and Canada, and we invite you to call right now. Again, that's 844-322-2742. So if you have a Bible question or an issue you'd like to discuss, call now, because it is Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Before we get into our program today, just a quick announcement about a new YouTube video that will be uploaded tomorrow. All throughout our history as a ministry, we've had this question come to us time and time again. If we're already forgiven, why are we supposed to confess our sins? And that's an important question, and many people struggle with it. And a lot of people just kind of throw out confession altogether, throw the baby out with the bath, and say, I'm just not going to do that anymore because I'm a forgiven person. Then there's others that can't let go of religious traditions and, it makes me feel better. I just have to do this. And so we've put together a video on the role of confession for a believer. And I think it's going to surprise you. I think it's going to be an encouragement to you. So stay tuned for that. That's coming out tomorrow, being released tomorrow. If you're on our email list, you will get a notification that that has been uploaded. If you're not on our email list, why not? Yeah. What's wrong? Come on now. Let's sign up. Be a part of this so you can get these notifications from Basic Gospel. Also, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, this is a great time for you to do that. Yeah. We have so many videos already there on our YouTube channel, just a wealth of resources, almost an embarrassment of resources on helping you to walk in the abundance of new life that you have in Jesus Christ. So if you haven't subscribed, we encourage you to do so. basicgospel.net/YouTube. That will take you right to our channel, and you can just watch all kinds of videos. And while you're there, be sure to hit that subscribe button and become a part of that growing network of people from all across the world who are coming there to find out the good news of Jesus Christ.
The last time I checked, there were over 40 videos that you had posted, and that was some time ago. You maybe 45 to 50 by now.
Oh, there's a lot more.
There's a ton.
There's hundreds, hundreds of them. Our radio broadcasts, our Sunday morning lives. We have teaching series. We have Bible or Basic Gospel Answers. So there's just all sorts of things there that will be of great benefit to you.
So all that came right out of your head and your heart, right?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, and that gets us to, you know, what we're talking about this week, what we've been talking about this week. And it's a question, do you know what you believe?
Yeah.
And we listed out six things. Do you know what you believe about God? Do you know what you believe about Jesus? Do you know what you believe about his death, burial, and resurrection, what we know of as the gospel? Do you know what you believe about the new covenant, about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, about the forgiveness of sins and the gift of righteousness and eternal life? Do you know what you believe? These are all the essential truths of Christianity. This is what the Bible has revealed to us. The very nature of God, the nature of Jesus, Jesus's work. So today I want to spend just a few minutes on this third deal, his death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus's death, burial, and resurrection. Do you know what you believe about this? Now, most of us know that that's the gospel story. Most of us who grew up in churches have heard about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. I know I did from when I was 2 or 3 or 4 years old, when I can actually participate in some Sunday school classes and hear a little bit of this story. So all around the world, when Christianity is talked about, this story, the fact that Jesus died, the fact that Jesus was buried, the fact that Jesus was raised back to life, is talked about. That is the heart and soul of Christianity. But what does it mean to you? What impact does it have on your life here and now? What relevance is it to you here in the 20th or 21st century? Mm-hmm. And the Word of God is going to say much. There is great relevance to your life. So do you really know what you believe, first of all, about his death? The Scripture says in 1 Corinthians 15 that Jesus died for our sins in accordance with the Scripture. So Jesus' death just didn't happen in a vacuum. It was tied to a long prophetic tree or branch from the Old Testament. From the very beginning of the Word of God, we see revelation concerning Jesus and what he was going to do when he came into this world. We see Isaiah 53, the suffering servant. We see Psalm 22 about the method of death, his crucifixion. And we see a line there that Jesus actually said from the cross itself. We see the Passover and the judgment against Egypt and how Jesus has become our Passover lamb. So everything that Jesus did at the cross was tied to things that had been said about him throughout the history of the people of Israel, throughout the course of human history. So he died for our sins in accordance with Scripture. Well, what does that mean? Well, here's what it means. It means that Jesus came into this world. He took upon himself flesh and blood. He was the one full of grace and truth. He lived a perfectly sinless life. He walked in obedience and independence upon his Father. What he said, it was the Father speaking through him. What he did, it was the Father working through him. And then at the end of his life, he offered himself completely and fully as the sacrifice, the once-for-all sacrifice that would take away our sins. So he bore your sins in his body. So he took your sins away from you, placed your sins upon himself, and he died. He took the punishment of your sins. Now, that's what it means that he died for your sins. Well, here's what it means to you. It means that through the shed blood of Jesus, you have been cleansed, you have been made holy, you have been forgiven of all of your sins. That's what that means. The fact that Jesus died on the cross, the fact that he shed his blood. In the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 9:22, we read this, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Well, Jesus shed his blood. He did it one time, and as a result, when we receive him, we receive forgiveness of sins. Now, the story doesn't end there. It goes on to say that he was buried. Well, why? Do you know why Jesus was buried? Do you know why that's an important piece of this story, why it's included in the gospel message? Well, burial is proof of death. Well, proof of death means a will can go into effect, and the will that went into effect is the new covenant. And it's this new covenant that we live in today, this covenant of grace. So the burial is proof of death and proof that the will of God, this new covenant, is now in play, is now in effect. And then resurrection. Why was Jesus raised? Well, if you look at it from an apologetic standpoint, it's proof that all of his claims concerning himself are true. So that's one way to look at the resurrection, and certainly that's true, and that's a very, very, you know, positive way to look at it. Yeah. But it also means something for you and for me. You and I were dead in trespasses and sins, and we needed life. Well, the only one that has life to give us is the resurrected one, Jesus Christ himself. And when we believe him, then when we trust him, then we go from death to life. We too are raised to walk in the newness of life. So just as he was raised from the dead physically, you and I are raised from the dead spiritually. Yeah. And now we are in union with him. So that's what this death, burial, and resurrection is all about. So ask the question. I'm going to ask you the question. Do you know what you believe concerning the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus? Is it just a story that you listen to on Sundays? Have you entered into that story by grace through faith in the resurrected one.
That is a great list. What do you believe about these particular issues? And I think if you publish that, I think it's going to be a very popular addition to our arsenal. So
yes.
It's a wonderful piece.
You're trying to get me to do more
work.
That's
right. Yeah. I'm going to squeeze more out of you. It is Basic Gospel, where Bob Christopher does a lot of work, friends. We'd love to hear from you and allow him to address your question or your particular need right now at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Talking about our United Bible Conference coming up in mid-October, there's a point I want to make, and it's this. In unity, there is synergy. For the conference, there will be two excellent Bible teachers, Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley. Taken separately, both are clear and strong proponents of the grace of God in Jesus Christ. However, when these two come together in the common cause of unity of message, the result will be greater than the two men separately. That's the synergy you can expect at United, when the unity of message will be greater than the sum of the two teachers. Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, United, October 15th through the 17th in Lewisville, Texas. We want you to be there. Visit basicgospel.net/united for the event information and registration. Again, that's basicgospel.net/united. Going to be a great conference. As I said, we want you to be there. Well, again, 844-322-2742, that's the number to call in both the U.S. and Canada. We want you to fill up those phone lines right now, 844-322-2742. But, Bob, we had a very interesting question come in overnight. Let's listen.
Yeah, this is Lynn up in Payette, Idaho. In our men's group last night, we started discussing 1 Corinthians 3:12-5 about gifts in heaven and so on. And men had a lot of questions about heaven. They felt once heaven was just everybody was the same, but this seems to indicate something different. So sure would appreciate anything you could give us on that. And it seems like any other ideas or suggestions you have about heaven, too, would appreciate. The men are going to be listening. Thank you so much. Blessings to you.
Well, thank you, Lynn, and that's a great question. And the subject of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 are the work that we do as believers in Christ. Now, at the church of Corinth, there was great division happening, and some were following Peter, some were following Paul, some were following Apollos, and some were following Jesus. They were just saying, "Hey, you men, we're not even going to pay attention to you. We're just going to follow Jesus." And they said that with pride. They were boasting about their loyalty and that sort of thing. So it was just another line of division within the body there at that particular church. Now, one of the things that was being discussed and fought over and debated and that sort of thing was who was doing the most important work as far as the kingdom is concerned. And Paul was going to address that. It's much like what James and John's mother ask of Jesus, can they sit at your right hand and your left hand? And I'm sure they're going to be there because they're the greatest. They're going to be the greatest in the kingdom. And so that's kind of a human way of looking at things. We always try to judge each other's work. We always try to kind of build some hierarchy, some ladder, who's more important, who's less important, and those sort of things. And what Paul is saying here in this letter is, y'all need to forget about that. It's God who is going to judge. It is God who is going to judge how somebody is built upon the foundation of Christ. It is God who is going to judge how somebody has planted seeds. It's God who is going to judge how well somebody's watered those seeds. Yeah. But don't ever, ever, ever forget that whether a person plants or whether a person waters, it's only God who causes the growth. So recognize that you're just servants carrying out a function as a member of the body of Christ, building upon the foundation of Jesus. So some will use the proper materials, others will use worldly materials. And those that use worldly materials, they're going to go the same way the world does. It's going to be burned up. Those who use kind of the heavenly materials, the grace materials, we're going to see that those are going to stand. So when we see that, what's a person's reward? What are they going to receive? Well, you turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and it says, in that day, then each one will receive his praise from God, his commendation from God. So we know we want to hear at some point, well done, good and faithful servant. And I think that's what we're going to hear at that time when we see how God has worked through us to build upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. We simply want to hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
So as far as our status in heaven, as far as this family that God has called us into, that has birthed us into by the Spirit, we all stand equally. We're all children of God. We all are co-heirs of Jesus Christ, heirs of this eternal inheritance. No one is going to get more of that than someone else. We're all going to share in that equally. We're all going to share in the very glory of Jesus Christ himself. So that's the good news.
Yeah.
So why Paul says all this is so that we will stop judging one another. We'll stop trying to compare what we're doing to what somebody else is doing and try to get them to stop comparing what they're doing to what we're doing. Whenever you compare, there's only two things that are going to happen. You're going to feel inferior or you're going to feel superior. You're going to feel guilty or you're going to feel boastful and prideful. Hey, look how wonderful I am. Look at the great work I'm doing. Or I'm just a nobody. I'm just not doing enough for Jesus. Well, forget about that. Just forget about it. And just go about your life trusting the Lord and allowing him to work through you and building on the foundation of Christ as he sees fit, using your gifts and talents and skills to do so. So simply make yourself available. Offer yourself as a living sacrifice and count on the fact that at some point, if you're allowing Christ to work in and through you and he's doing the work of building properly on the foundation of Jesus through you, then you're going to hear that commendation from the Lord. Well done, good and faithful servant.
Yeah. And to follow on to that question from our listener, YouTube viewer B, would these truths be considered milk or solid as Hebrews 5 talks about?
The truths that we're just talking about in 1 Corinthians 5. Well, as far as 1 Corinthians 3 is concerned, I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians 3, Paul is saying, I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it.
Yeah.
And the fact that there were these divisions, the fact that there was sexual immorality rampant within the church at Corinth, the fact that there was all kinds of problems existing, they hadn't come to the point of really understanding what it means to be a saint by calling and living out that calling in their day-to-day lives. So they were still acting worldly. So Paul fed them with milk, the basics, to bring them out of that carnality, that worldly thinking, to get their minds moving in the right direction, so that he could begin feeding them solid food.
Yeah.
So you just have to kind of see where people are. If there are divisions within the body, what do? You go back to the basics. That's what you do in any area of life.
Mm-hmm.
If your business is suffering, a smart executive, a smart CEO is going to sit back and say, well, let's go back to the basics. Are we doing the basics properly?
Yeah.
Are we doing the basics of business in a manner that we used to? If not, let's go back to the basics. And usually when somebody does that, then they're able to work their way out of that problem situation.
Yeah.
So as far as believers are concerned, if we're having problems, if we're feeling guilty, if we're experiencing shame, if we feel like we're all alone, if we feel like we're isolated, if we're anxious, if we're experiencing any of those things, it's important that we go go back to the basics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I'm feeling guilty, it's because I'm probably have forgotten that Christ forgave my sins.
Yeah.
And so once we get back to that and get that straight again, then we're ready to go.
Absolutely. Well, we had this question that came in from Deborah, a Facebook viewer. How would you address a church that still preaches that baptism is an act of obedience, especially when it concerns our youth?
Well, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and it really is just a celebration. So we in the church, we have two ordinances that we participate in, that we celebrate in. It's the Lord's Supper, it's baptism. And both of these are just symbolic of what's taken place with each of us by grace through faith in Jesus. So baptism isn't a part of the gospel message. It isn't water baptism, doesn't save us. It's simply a celebration. It's an opportunity for us individually to make a public confession that, hey, I've been identified in Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, which means I'm identified with you as a body of believers. Mm-hmm. And it's an opportunity for the body to celebrate with that person that they have been born again into the family of God, and that we can rejoice with them that they are a brother or a sister in Christ. So that's a great way to celebrate. And then we have the Lord's Supper, where we all come together and we remember the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we celebrate the love that we have received, the love that we can experience one with another, and our unity in this new covenant, a covenant in which God remembers our sins no more. So we get to participate in those, and I think when we see them as celebrations, I think people will want to actually participate.
Absolutely.
We'll actually want to move forward and do those.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the earlier we can teach the kids about it, the better. I that setting that basis, that foundation of understanding in that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we have time for one more question from Kurt. He says, is the Sermon on the Mount and its commandments part of the Old Covenant, or are we free from those as well?
Well, it's just Jesus teaching some radical truth. And that radical truth really gets to the spirit of the law, the spirit of what had been being taught for all these years before that particular sermon. So the law said, don't commit adultery. Well, Jesus shows us the real spirit behind that. And the reason that he's talking about that is to show that the real problem of man is in the heart.
Yeah.
That's where it begins. And it's the heart that God is interested in. It's the heart that God wants to change. It's the heart that God wants to make new. And that's what happens in this new covenant. So he shows the impossibility of us earning our own righteousness through obedience to the law, and gives us some hope that there's good news to come. And that good news is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And when we believe, when we trust, we are made new at the heart.
Yes.
We are given new hearts, hearts that believe, hearts that are now pliable in God's hands, and hearts that can express the goodness of our God out there in the world today.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, thank you for that. And that's it for another edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Remember, it's because of you that we are here every weekday bringing you the free good news of the gospel of grace in Jesus Christ. New listeners, are you getting something out of what you're hearing on this daily broadcast? Well, I hope so, and I hope that you'll step up to help keep the messenger on the air and online. Donate now or any time when you visit basicgospel.net and help us to ensure that this message of grace in Jesus Christ remains available on the air and online. Again, that's BasicGospel.net, where you can donate anytime, day or night. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow, same time, for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.